Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, have you thawed out any? It is cold out there this morning.
It's been cold, it's true, but it is winter.
Well, it is winter, and, you know, maybe this will pass in a day or so. I think maybe by Saturday it'll be a little bit warmer, but I wouldn't be breaking out the Bermuda shorts just yet or the T-shirts. I probably want to have a wrap on if you're going to go out and about this weekend. And quite a bit going on this weekend. A little cold weather is not going to stop anybody. The big Winter Warmer Beer Festival happening on Saturday at the U.S. Cellular Center, but that event is completely sold out. If you don't have a ticket, you're not going to be able to get one at the door for that. There is a Winter Warmer preview tonight down at the Thirsty Monk downtown on Cox and Patton, and many of the same beers that will be at the festival on Saturday will be available for purchase down at the Thirsty Monk. So a big crowd around the U.S. Cellular Center on Saturday for the beer festival, which is sold out. Some things you can do, though. The little performed opera, The Secret Marriage. I don't know that opera. You know, I've never seen that one, but it's playing tonight at 7:30 in the Black Box Theater at Bardo Fine and Performing Arts Center at Western Carolina University in Cullowhee. Good morning, Cullowhee. We salute you. There's another, that performance is free. But if you're in Waynesville, you want to go Sunday night at 7:30 at the Haywood Arts Regional Theater Performing Arts Center. In Waynesville, there is a charge for that, $10 and five children. The production is going to include members of the Asheville Symphony Orchestra and students, singers, and musicians from Western Carolina University. Something completely different. You call this a rave. I'm not sure I'd call it a rave, but it is a big dance music throwdown tonight at the Mill Room on Ashland Avenue, 12th Planet, the electronic music pioneer, headlining something called a Smog City Records Tour. And groups like Anti-Serum and DLX, some other groups and artists, and they're performing starting at 9 o'clock. And that's a ticket is $15 at the door. Another completely different kind of show, the Lowdown Sires doing music of the early 20th century jazz music at White Horse Black Mountain tonight. Stuff like St. James Infirmary and Tin Roof Blues. That'll be a really good show there. A couple other musical notes we ought to mention, too. John Cowan joining with Missy Raines for a night of Newgrass tomorrow night, Saturday at the Gray Eagle Music Hall on Klingman Avenue, and also coming up at the Gray Eagle Music Hall on the 29th. This is a big, big show. Christian Bush of Sugarland. Sugarland on a little bit of a break as Christian Bush and Jennifer Nettles both do a little solo thing going on, and so Christian Bush is back to play at the Gray Eagle on the 29th. You know, people may have forgotten, but Sugarland actually played at the Gray Eagle just before they got to be big. And Christian Bush has been in there a few times, too, with other performers. So it should be a really, really good show, a chance to see a high-level country artist and a very talented singer-songwriter, Christian Bush. The Feral Chihuahuas. You ever seen them play, David?
I have not.
Well, Asheville Comedy Group, and they are going to take their show on the road, literally aboard the Lazoom Party Bus for a murder mystery kind of a thing. They're checking out who murdered some of Asheville's now defunct entertainment spots. And those performances are at 1:30 and 4 p.m. on Sunday, January 26th. And they'll be performing again on February 9th, but I believe those shows might be sold out. But you can check at the feralchihuahuas.com website. Something else is cool, the Magnetic Theater. I'm sure you're plugged into what the Magnetic does, all original, eclectic performances, and they're going to be busy this weekend during the Fringe Festival going on around town. The company is going to be performing The Bog by Julian W. Voris, a drama about three men who meet by accident on an island, changing their lives. Performances at 9 tonight and 6 p.m. Sunday at the BB Theater, 20 Commerce Street, right around the corner from a Thirsty Monk, actually. And Magnetic artistic director Steve Samuels will be doing his original one-man show, The Man with a Birdcage on His Head, or My Ridiculous Life, a Folly, 7 p.m. Saturday. And this is an interesting venue, the Auditorium at 1045 Haywood Road, which I don't know that they've really ever done any traditional theater, but the Magnetics can never be called traditional anything. They're always out there, so that should be fun. And the Lilas, we were talking about the Feral Chihuahuas. The Lilas are an all-female comedy group and here in Asheville, and they are performing their latest show, Turning Over, and it will be running at 35 Below through Saturday, and that's in the lower back level of Asheville Community Theater over on Walnut Street. If you're missing any of this, don't you worry about it. We put it all down for you in the Asheville Citizen-Times and our Asheville Scene Culinary Entertainment Magazine. It's online at AshevilleScene.com. It's free in boxes around town. It's also in your Asheville Citizen Times this morning, so go look for it. How do you feel about the circus, David?
The circus is not coming to town. It's down the road.
Well, actually, the circus is coming to Asheville, and it's coming to Greenville, too. Oh. So their first production of it in this area will be starting Wednesday at what used to be called the Bilo Center, now called the Bon Secours Wellness Arena in Greenville. And this is the big Blue Unit show, and lots of classic traditional circus stuff in there. Then that Ringling will be back May 8th through 11th with the Gold Units show, another production altogether at the U.S. Cellular Center.
We don't have time for movies this week.
Well, not much in the way of movies going on this week, David.
Tony, thanks a lot.
So long, everybody.